Hello, everybody. Welcome to the JB and I Show. I am your host, Isaac the Fire Hawk Middleton. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Many more birthdays, okay? And if you're celebrating an anniversary, oh yeah, 1 month anniversary, 20 years anniversary, 50 years anniversary, oh yeah, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you, and of course, many more anniversaries, alright, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the JB and I Show. Today, we're diving deep into the world of comedy, faith, and fresh storytelling with a spotlight on one of BET Plus' brightest original series, Churchy. Whether you're a diehard fan waiting for the latest episodes or just someone searching for your next binge-worthy comedy, this show is sure to capture your attention with its unique blend of heartfelt humor and relatable moments. So settle in, relax, and let's explore everything there is to know about Churchy, the hit BET Plus original that's redefining what it means to laugh, reflect, and find purpose, even in the most unexpected places. Let's start with the premise that makes Churchy stand out among today's comedy series. At the heart of the show is Corey Carr Jr., played by the inimitable Kev on Stage Fredericks. Corey is a pastor who finds himself at a crossroads. After being bypassed for leadership of his father's megachurch, he's forced to reconsider his calling and his future. Rather than fading into the background, Corey makes a bold move and relocates to rural Lubbock, Texas, determined to build his own ministry from the ground up. This isn't just a story about starting over. It's about proving yourself, embracing your flaws, and finding laughter amidst life's toughest challenges. Churchy first premiered on February 15, 2024, and wasted no time making an impression. The debut week saw it become BET Plus' most-watched scripted comedy, a testament to both its engaging storytelling and the magnetic charm of its cast. Season 1 laid the foundation for Corey's journey, his struggles, his wins, and the quirky cast of characters who join him on his quest to create a new spiritual home in a town that doesn't always know what to make of him. But the story doesn't end there. Churchy's success paved the way for a highly anticipated second season, which premiered on August 21st, 2025. The second season brings even more energy, laughs, and unexpected twists. With 10 episodes released all at once for streaming on BET Plus, fans were able to dive in and experience the next chapter of Corey's journey in full. The show continues to hold strong on IMDb, boasting an impressive 7.9 rating, a clear sign that audiences connect with its mix of humor, heart, and authenticity. So, what makes Season 2 of Churchy such a must-watch? The stakes are higher than ever. Corey Carr Jr. doesn't just inherit the leadership of Bethlehem Temple. He's also handed a pile of unexpected debts that threaten to derail his new ministry before it can even take off. The pressure is on, and Corey is forced to navigate the often chaotic world of church administration, relying on an unqualified but well-meaning staff to help him keep the doors open. Add to this a rival's plan to replace the church with a trampoline park, and you have a recipe for comedic gold. The characters you loved from Season 1 are back, each bringing their own brand of humor and heart to the story. Mark J.P. Hood, Lexi Allen, and Anthony Alfonsia return, reprising their roles and adding fresh layers to the ensemble's dynamic. New additions like Quinn Walters and Tahir Moore inject even more energy into the mix, while a star-studded lineup of guest appearances, including Tabitha Brown, Kirk Franklin, Keith Lee, and Tony Baker, ensure that every episode is packed with surprises and memorable moments. Churchy isn't just about jokes and hijinks, though. At its core, it's a workplace comedy that explores the realities of ministry life, balancing faith, finances, and the never-ending challenge of keeping a congregation engaged and inspired. The series offers a fresh perspective on what goes on behind the scenes in a church, highlighting the universal themes of ambition, community, and the pursuit of something greater than yourself. Kevin Kev on Stage Fredericks brings a realness to Corey Carr Jr. that resonates with viewers. His performance is equal parts funny and vulnerable, capturing the complexity of a man who wants to honor his father's legacy while forging his own path. The writing is sharp, the pacing snappy, and the comedic timing impeccable, making Churchy a standout in the ever-growing landscape of streaming comedies. Season 2 also leverages its expanded cast and guest stars to explore new storylines and deepen existing ones. The addition of Quinn Walters and Tahir Moore introduces new perspectives and fresh comedic chemistry, while guest appearances from cultural icons like Kirk Franklin and Tabitha Brown add layers of authenticity and excitement. Their presence elevates the show, making it not only a comedy, but a celebration of the vibrant personalities who shape the world of faith, entertainment, and beyond. The rivalry at the heart of season 2, centered on the threat of the church being replaced by a trampoline park, serves as a clever metaphor for the challenges faced by small-town ministries. It's a storyline that's both absurd and relatable, highlighting the tension between tradition and progress, the sacred and the silly. Corey's journey to keep Bethlehem Temple afloat is filled with obstacles, but it's also marked by moments of triumph, laughter, and genuine connection. As the season unfolds, viewers are treated to a deeper exploration of Corey's relationships with his staff and congregation. The unqualified church staff, each with their own quirks and dreams, provide endless opportunities for comedic mishaps and heartfelt revelations. From botched fundraisers to misadventures in church politics, the team's efforts to save Bethlehem Temple are both hilarious and inspiring. Churchy's writing excels at blending humor with meaningful commentary. The show doesn't shy away from poking fun at the eccentricities of church life, but it does so with a sense of respect and affection. It's a comedy that understands its subject matter, drawing on real experiences and genuine insights to create a world that feels both familiar and fresh. The success of Churchy on BET Plus has had a ripple effect, leading to the development of another original series from Kevin Kev on Stage Fredericks, The Hospital. Premiering on September 10th, 2025, The Hospital is a satirical sketch comedy set in a chaotic medical facility, promising more of the sharp wit and inventive storytelling that fans have come to expect from Fredericks and his collaborators. This new project underscores BET Plus' commitment to original content that reflects the diversity and dynamism of its audience. Churchy's rise to prominence is a testament to the power of representation and authentic storytelling. By focusing on a Black pastor's journey in rural Texas, the series opens up conversations about faith, community, and the importance of finding humor in adversity. The show's ensemble cast reflects the richness of Black church culture, celebrating its traditions while embracing the possibilities of change and growth. One of the most compelling aspects of Churchy is its ability to balance universal themes with specific cultural references. The series draws on the traditions, music, and rituals of Black churches, weaving them into the fabric of its storytelling. This attention to detail creates a sense of authenticity that resonates with viewers, whether they're longtime churchgoers or simply fans of good comedy. The show's success on BET Plus is also a reflection of its appeal across generations. Older viewers appreciate the nods to church traditions and the wisdom of Corey's father, while younger audiences connect with Corey's drive to innovate and make his mark. The interplay between old and new, tradition and change, is at the heart of Churchy's charm. As you watch season 2 unfold, it's clear that the writers and cast have found their stride. The episodes are packed with memorable moments, from laugh-out-loud misunderstandings to poignant reflections on faith and leadership. The show's pacing keeps viewers engaged, while its witty dialogue and clever setups ensure that every scene lands with impact. Guest stars like Tabitha Brown, Kirk Franklin, Keith Lee, and Tony Baker bring their own unique flair to the series, contributing to its status as a must-watch comedy. Their appearances create buzz and excitement, drawing in fans from beyond the world of television and expanding Churchy's reach. Churchy's impact goes beyond entertainment. The show has sparked conversations about the role of comedy in addressing serious topics, from financial struggles in ministry to the importance of community support. By tackling these issues with humor and heart, Churchy invites viewers to reflect on their own experiences and find hope in the midst of chaos. The series' 7.9 rating on IMDb is a testament to its quality and popularity. Fans praise its sharp writing, engaging performances, and the chemistry among its cast members. The show's success has positioned it as a flagship title for BET+, demonstrating the platform's commitment to original, culturally resonant programming. If you're looking for laughs, inspiration, and a fresh take on workplace comedy, Churchy is the show for you. Its blend of humor, heart, and authenticity makes it a standout in the crowded world of streaming entertainment. Whether you're watching for the first time or returning for season 2, you're sure to find something to love in Corey Carr Jr.'s journey. Let's take a closer look at some of the standout moments and themes from season 2. The challenge of inheriting a church saddled with debt sets the stage for a series of comedic misadventures. Corey and his staff must get creative, from hosting unconventional fundraisers to navigating the politics of church leadership. Each episode brings new obstacles, but also new opportunities for growth and connection. The threat of the church being replaced by a trampoline park is both hilarious and thought-provoking. It's a storyline that highlights the tension between preserving tradition and embracing change. A struggle that resonates with anyone who's ever tried to protect something meaningful in the face of outside pressures. Corey's determination to save Bethlehem Temple is both inspiring and relatable, reminding viewers of the importance of perseverance and faith. The relationships among the staff are a key source of comedy and heart. Each character brings their own strengths and weaknesses to the table, creating a dynamic that's both chaotic and endearing. From well-intentioned but misguided decisions to moments of genuine support, the team's interactions drive much of the show's humor and emotional resonance. Churchy also excels at exploring the complexities of leadership. Corey's journey is marked by self-doubt, ambition, and the desire to honor his father's legacy. The show doesn't shy away from depicting the challenges of ministry, from balancing budgets to managing expectations. Through it all, Corey's resilience and sense of humor shine, making him a character viewers can root for. The inclusion of new cast members in season 2 adds fresh energy to the series. Quinn Walters and Tahir Moore bring new perspectives and comedic chemistry, enhancing the ensemble's dynamic. Their interactions with the existing cast create opportunities for new storylines and memorable moments, ensuring that the show stays fresh and engaging. Guest stars like Tabitha Brown and Kirk Franklin elevate the show, bringing star power and authenticity to their roles. Their appearances create excitement and buzz, drawing in fans from across the entertainment and faith communities. The show's ability to attract such high-profile talent is a testament to its quality and relevance. Churchy's writing continues to impress in season 2, blending sharp wit with meaningful commentary. The show's humor is grounded in real experiences, making it relatable and impactful. Whether it's poking fun at church politics or exploring the challenges of leadership, Churchy strikes a balance between levity and depth. As the season progresses, viewers are treated to a series of memorable episodes. From fundraising fiascos to unexpected revelations, each installment offers its own blend of comedy and heart. The show's pacing keeps viewers engaged, while its clever setups and payoffs ensure that every episode lands with impact. Churchy's impact on BET+ is significant. As the platform's most-watched scripted comedy during its debut week, the series has set a new standard for original programming. Its success has paved the way for more innovative content, including Kev Onstage Fredericks' new series, The Hospital. This expansion reflects BET+'s commitment to delivering fresh, culturally relevant stories that resonate with audiences. The rise of Churchy also highlights the importance of representation in media. By centering on a Black pastor's journey, the show offers a perspective that's often overlooked in mainstream comedy. Its celebration of Black church culture, music, and traditions creates a sense of authenticity that connects with viewers from all backgrounds. Churchy's blend of humor and heart makes it a standout workplace comedy. The show's depiction of ministry life is both satirical and sincere, offering a nuanced look at the challenges and joys of leadership. Its ensemble cast brings the story to life, creating a world that's vibrant, chaotic, and endlessly entertaining. If you haven't watched Churchy yet, now is the perfect time to start. With 2 seasons available for streaming on BET+, you can dive into Corey Carr Jr.'s journey and experience the laughter, challenges, and triumphs for yourself. The show's engaging storytelling and memorable characters are sure to leave a lasting impression. For longtime fans, Season 2 offers even more to love. The expanded cast, new storylines, and high-profile guest stars create a fresh and exciting viewing experience. The show's commitment to quality and authenticity ensures that every episode is worth watching. Churchy's legacy is just beginning. With its success on BET+, the series has the potential to inspire more original content and spark conversations about faith, community, and the power of comedy. Its impact on viewers is evident in its high ratings and enthusiastic fan base. As we wrap up our deep dive into Churchy, it's clear that the show is more than just a comedy. It's a celebration of resilience, faith, and the importance of finding laughter in the midst of life's challenges. Corey Carr Jr.'s journey is one that inspires and entertains, reminding us all of the value of perseverance, community, and a good sense of humor. So, if you're looking for a show that will make you laugh, think, and feel, look no further than Churchy on BET+. With its engaging cast, sharp writing, and heartfelt storytelling, it's a must-watch for anyone who loves great comedy and meaningful stories. Thank you for joining us on the JB and I Show as we celebrate the success of Churchy. Whether you're a longtime fan or a newcomer, we hope this deep dive has given you new insights and inspiration. Don't forget to check out Churchy on BET+ and share your favorite moments with us. Until next time, keep laughing, keep believing, and keep tuning in for more great conversations here on the JB and I Show. Let's get the conversation started. Did you see Churchy? Did you like it? Would you continue to watch Churchy? Have a wonderful and great rest of your day.
Tem áudio pra nós aí, Cofap?
Seja bem-vindo com o áudio dele. Oh, pela primeira vez, um áudio pra nós. Já tô
Ai, ele é maravilhoso, Cofap. O Zaki é maravilhoso.
Seja bem-vindo.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? I just wanted to thank you so much for checking out my song, listening to my song, and thank you so much for your support. I think that you are awesome. You are awesome. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome. Yes, you are. And I'm Isaac M. And yeah, you are awesome.
Cofap, aqui até um live snippet aí do Isaac M. Cofap. Yes. A música You Are Awesome.
A energia
awesome.
Dele é muito boa pra nós. Muito, muito, muito alegre. Gostei.
The co-host here saying that your energy is amazing.
Valeu.
Olha
a
o que
pena.
Acontece. Então vamos contar a história. Vamos contar a história dele aqui na nossa programação maravilhosa. Vamos contar isso aqui, já que, né? Já que ele tá no top 5 do nosso programação. Então o que acontece?
Tá no
ele
top.
Tem o nome completo, né? De Isaac Merlton, né? Que é um cantor, autor e ator que vem cantando públicos em todo o mundo por
com
mais
certeza.
De 20 anos.
Só a simpatia dele é muito boa. Só o áudio que ele mandou é maravilhoso.
E a música dele, que eu falei, é marcada pela profundidade emocional e temas universais, né? É reconhecida aí pela sua capacidade de conectar-se com ouvintes de diferentes origens. E claro, estilos, grandes estilos misturando aí pop, rock, soul, enfim, né?
É isso aí.
Após um breve hiato aí de rumores de aposentadoria, ele retornou com 2 álbuns aclamados, refletindo aí o seu crescimento e versatilidade.
É isso aí, só tem musicão bom dele aqui, olha.
Além,
só.
Claro, né, que eu falei da carreira musical, Isaac M, né, também atua aí e faz podcast.
Nossa, muito bom aqui, hein? Muito,
é ator, claro, né?
É muito alegre, né? Nossa, senti firmeza.
Então ele explora narrativas diversas, né? e compartilha reflexões pessoais, engajando e inspirando seus fãs de maneira bem nova e significativa.
Isso aí, hein?
Então, no mais recente trabalho, que é Time Just Flowed Away, né?
Tá
disponível e reforça aí o compromisso contínuo com a criatividade.
Isso aí, tá em toda a plataforma, né?
Tá sim, Kofati.
Tá, isso aí.
Bora de Isaac Kim com Time Just Flowed Away.
Bora, Isaac Kim. Seja bem-vindo, Lê. Seja bem-vindo, Lala. Bora lá, então.
Welcome to Around Sylmar in L.A. at a Glance. I am your host, DJ Firehawk. We're going to be talking about different events around Sylmar and different events around L.A. at a Glance. Welcome. The L.A. Women Expo is coming October the 18th and 19th. 2025 at the Los Angeles Convention Center. That's 1201 South Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, California, at the LA Convention Center. The LA Women's Expo have over 300 booths, beauty treatment, spa services, celebrity speakers, crafting, and massages, just to name a few. So if you're interested, October the 18th and 19th, 2025, LA Women's Expo. Check it out. Barktober is coming. Barktober is an annual animal resource fair event held by the Sylmar Neighborhood Council. This event is held in October of each year. This year is going to be the 18th. That's a Saturday. 2025 at El Carrizo Community Regional Park, located at 13100 Hubbard Street in Sylmar, California. That's right. It's going to be right here in Sylmar, October the 18th. That's a Saturday this year of 2025 in October. So check out Barktober because it's almost here. Barktober is coming! Coming up is Game Sound Con. That's the Video Gaming, Music, and Sound Design Conference. Yes, that's coming up in October 2025, the 28th through the 29th. Tickets start around about $135. So if you're interested, check it out. It's going to be at the Burbank Convention Center. That's Burbank, California. And yes, the Video Game, Music, and Sound Design Conference. Check it out. Around Sylmar and LA at a Glance is a quick look at events and news around Sylmar at a Glance. I'm your host, DJ Firehawk. And this program is brought to you by the IMEI Radio Station.